93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got a look in the news. Britt, what's going on?
66-year-old Michael Rosenberg, 52-year-old David Hartman, and 31-year-old Chijok Agbuka of Raleigh, North Carolina, have all been identified as those that died when their small jet struck a home on Jot Forge Lane Monday morning. A woman and her two young children also died in the house. The NTSB says the plane did not experience engine failure or fire. Two people are under arrest in the stabbing death of a man in Southeast Washington. 25-year-old John Dyson and 23-year-old Alicia King, both of Southeast, murdered 28-year-old Arthur Gaither yesterday morning in the 1200 block of Southern Ave. Gaither was found suffering from fatal stab wounds. A probationary D.C. firefighter involved in an incident in which a man died is being fired. Remy Jones had been accused of neglect after 77-year-old Metric Mills collapsed across the street from a Northeast D.C. firehouse this past January. He died of a heart attack. D.C. pot legalization may be blocked. According to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, the block would keep the government open. In other news, a man convicted of breaking into three dorm rooms at the University of Maryland College Park campus has been sentenced to 60 years in prison. The 34-year-old man was sentenced yesterday. He stole cash, credit cards, and was found asleep at the scene. Adding to his rap sheet, this is his 17th conviction. And the unemployment rate is back below 5% in metropolitan Washington. In addition, more than 24,000 jobs were created this year. I'm Britt, that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.